This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rusnall. I went out on Twitter this morning and I asked people what questions they had about President-elect Trump and what will soon be his economy. And easily 70% of the answers were about Obamacare. Anecdotal, yes, but since almost before it became law, the public has been divided on the Affordable Care Act, and Republicans have been promising to repeal and replace it. Now, obviously, they have their chance, but it is one thing to talk about something when you don't actually have the power to do it. It's entirely another to have to deliver. From the help desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at what happens now.
Donald Trump has targeted health care as one of his top priorities.
When we win on November 8th, we will be able to immediately repeal and replace Obamacare.
The soonest that can happen is early next year when Congress begins, although he's floated ideas like selling insurance across state lines and using health savings accounts. Truthfully, nobody knows for sure what proposals we'll see. We do know 22 million people now have insurance, some through state Medicaid expansion, others through subsidies that help cover premiums. Those gains, says Harvard health policy professor John McDonough, are at risk.
There are so many people for whom coverage meant the difference between life and death.
GOP lawmakers have introduced their own reforms over the years. They've proposed barring some people who today qualify for Medicaid, offering less generous insurance subsidies, and making it harder again for people with pre-existing conditions to get insured. James Capretta is with the right-leaning American Enterprise Institute. He didn't back Trump in the election. Capretta expects lawmakers to come up with some kind of replacement, not just leave it at repeal.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think that they would have a very hard time politically doing that, and I think there's a lot of Republicans who would oppose doing that.
Capretta is fairly certain whatever shape this replacement takes, it will mean some people losing what they have today. An important question is whether members of Congress have the stomach to do something they rarely, if ever, do, take benefits away from their constituents. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.